弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to my brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣，我们可以继续留下来，在这边敬拜神。
We thank our Lord Jesus that we could stay this afternoon to worship God.
今天下午想要来分享雅各的一段经文。
This afternoon, I'd like to share a passage with you from the book of Proverbs.
雅各是雅各
Song of Solomon.
雅各是歌中的歌。
This book is considered the Song of Songs.
那在旧约很多歌啊，都用来提到预言。
There are many songs in the Old Testament that are actually prophecies.
所以有一个传道人把雅歌啊，用预言来看，雅歌。
So there is a pastor who have studied the book of Song of Solomon as a prophecy book.
所以它是预言中的预言。
So it is also considered the prophecy of prophecies.
因为他圣灵带领他的了解雅歌，他预言从旧约一直谈到这个现在的基督徒生活。
And so by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, he sees this book as a prophecy from Old Testament to today's Christian life.
那我想我们今天来查这一段，用起来与我同气做题目。
Let me share this passage with you. Come, arise, come with me as our mutual encouragement.
我们看雅歌的第二章。
Let's turn to Song of Solomon, chapter 2.
我们把红线夹在雅歌的第二章。
Please place your bookmark here in Song of Solomon, chapter 2.
雅歌第二章的第十节。
Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 10.
无论你是念中文念英文，我们都一起来念哈。
Let's read it together, whether in Chinese or English.
雅歌第二章的第十节。
Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 10.
对，七，我良人对我说，我的佳偶，我的美人，起来与我同去。好，我们再请来读第十三节。
Let's also read verse 13.
请大家一起读。
Let's read together.
对，七，无花果树的果子。渐渐成熟，葡萄树开发放香，我的佳偶，我的美人，起来与我同去。短短的几段经文呢，两次的呼吁。
In this short passage, there are two times of calling.
就是起来与我同去。
Rise, come with me.
那个传道对这一段的解释啊，是谈到旧约。要转换成新约的这个时期啊。
This pastor interpret this passage as a transition between the Old and the New Testament.
在新约来临的时候，我们的主耶稣邀我们与他同去。
When the Lord Jesus come in the beginning of the New Testament, he invites us to come with him.
来接受救恩的邀约。
To receive the invitation of salvation.
来接受工作的邀约。
Also to receive the invitation of working together.
那我很喜欢这句话。
I love this phrase.
因为起来本身就是一个动态的行为。
Because to rise in and of itself is an active verb.
我们都知道这个宇宙啊，那个静静的东西啊，常常是死的东西。
There are many things in this universe, when they are static, it means they're dead.
你看那个水如果是静静的，它就是一滩死水。
If the water is still, then it is not a fountain of living water.
你看那个树木如果是死在地上的，它是静静不会动的。在风中的树啊，活着的树呢，它是动态的，动态的。
A dead tree trunk will not move, but a lively tree will wave in the wind.
我刚来美国啊，有一次到这个佛罗里达州的 Apica Center 去那边参观了。Apica Center 就是那个 Disneyland 里面有一个 Apica Center。
When I first came to America, I visited Epcot Center in Florida.
那里面有个农业馆呢。
And there is a agricultural museum.
那因为我是乡下孩子啊，我就特别有兴趣。
Because I grew up on the farm, I was specially interested in that museum.
我如果没有记错，因为那是二十年前的事情了，如果没有记错哈。他们种个东西可以用一个滚动的木头在空中这样动，那偶尔浇一下水，那植物就可以在木头上面 长起来这样子。
If I remember correctly, this is over 20 years ago. They did an experiment of rotating a piece of log with some water, and things will actually grow on that log.
所以我们发觉到说，这个动态的东西啊，常常有生命。
This is to tell you that what is moving tend to nurture life.
你看，地球是动态的。
You can see the earth continues to revolve.
地球啊，有春夏秋冬，有动态，带给大家有晚上有早晨。
And its revolution brings four seasons, morning and night.
那我们的心脏是动的。
Our heart continues to pump.
所以我们就可以成为一个有活着的人呢。
This is what enables us to be a living person.
那我们的信仰也要动起来。
Our faith also must be constantly moving.
如果我们信仰是一个静态没有进步的信仰啊。
If our faith stays stagnant.
你看到我们的信仰慢慢死去啊。
Then naturally our faith will die.
所以我们的信仰不要学像死海一样。
So our faith should not be a dead sea.
那个死海就是所有的河水啊，一直进来呢，它没有一个出口啊。
The dead sea has many rivers flow into the dead sea, but it does not have an outlet.
所以它因为没有出口，在那边里面就没有生物的存在。
Because there's no outlet, there's no living beings in the sea.
你看那个加利利海就不一样。
The Sea of Galilee, on the other hand,
约旦河有进有出。
There's an inlet and an outlet.
所以有滋长各种鱼类。
And so you could find all kinds of sea life.
所以大家可以靠着加利利海来维生活，谋生活。
People can make a living from the Sea of Galilee.
同样的，我们的信仰也要动起来。
Similarly, our faith must be moving.
如果我们一直接受神恩惠的人呢？
If we're a person who only receive God's blessing,
那我们默默地在那边不动的话呢？
And if we sit still without moving,
这样子可能会跟死海一样。
It is possible that our faith will eventually become like a dead sea.
这是让我们可以思考的一点呢。
This is something for us to think about.
那所以神的邀约就是起来，就是一个动态的一个行为。
God's invitation is for us to arise to start moving.
跟他同去。
And to go with him.
我们来看第二章的第八节，雅歌第二章第八节。
Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse
8. 二章的第八节。
Chapter 2, verse
8. 我们来读到第九节。
Let's read it together, verses 8 and 9.
你可以读英文，可以读中文。第八节、第九节，预备起。听啊，是我良人的声音。看啊，他窜山越岭而来。第九节，我的良人好像羚羊，或像小鹿。他站在我们墙壁后，从窗炉里往里观看，从窗棂往里窥探。这边谈到救恩的来临，第一句话就是听啊。
Here it talks about the arrival of the salvation. The first thing is to listen.
为什么这是一个很惊奇？这个是在等待很久当中的一个喜乐的欢呼。
Because this is a joyful.Proclamation that had been waited for a long time.
我们都知道主耶稣救恩弥赛亚的来临是以色列人所期待的。
We know that the coming of Messiah is something all the Jews look forward to.
时间到了。
And when the time arrived,
听啊，是良人的声音。
Listen, this is the voice of the beloved.
所以那个时间是什么样的时间呢？
What is this time?
就是在条条大路通罗马，在交通方便的时间。
This is a time when all the transportation system was built by the Roman Empire.
这个是一个在同一个希腊文化影响下面的世界。
This is a time when the culture was influenced by the Greek.
这是一个时间以色列百姓在这个圣地，就是地球的中心已经在那边生存一段时间了。
This is a time when the Israelites have dwelt in the Holy Land, the center of earth, for some time.
我们都知道这个时间很重要。
We know that the timing is rather.
我们以前常常讲，为什么神把亚伯拉罕从现在的伊拉克带到现在的以色列国呢？
Remember we talked about how God brought Abraham from today's Iraq to today's Israel.
因为在古代没有美洲，只有欧亚非三洲。
Because in the past there's no such thing as America. There's only Asia.Europe and Africa.
那现在的圣地呢，就是三洲的一个交通的中心。
And the Holy Land today is considered the center, the intersection of these three continents.
所以福音很容易传，文化、语言是一样，交通方便，所以耶稣选择在这个时代诞生。
That is why Jesus was chosen to be born into this time and at this place because it's very convenient.
所以向北可以传到欧洲，福音呢？
the gospel can preach into Europe.
向东福音可以传到亚洲。
Preaching to the east will reach Asia.
啊，向南福音可以传到非洲。
And the south is Africa.
所听啊，我们的良人的声音已经啊出现了。
Here, the voice of our beloved has appeared.
啊，然后再说他看啊，他穿山越岭而来。
Second, it says, behold, he comes leaping on mountains and skipping.
啊，耶稣来到人间呢、啊，是穿山越岭的。
Came into this role, skipping on mountains.
代表呢，耶稣来到人间是经过重重的困难。
In other words, he has to go through many challenges.
信仰的路是不容易的。
The path of the journey of our faith is not easy.
耶稣要来人间受苦这条路啊，要准备一段时间。
It took some time to prepare Jesus to come into this role.
那你看这一条路真的是艰难的路。你看耶稣在世的33年当中呢，每一步啊都是传福音。宣扬真理、啊、行神迹的路。
Indeed, Jesus' life represented a very difficult path. Every step he took had required some effort to complete the salvation.
你看最后的三天，哈、啊、他每一步啊啊，这个尤其那个钉十字架的路啊啊，几乎都是血路啊。
Even if we just examine his last 3 days on earth, every step toward the cross was accompanied by blood.
我们再检验最后三个小时。
If you examine the last 3 hours of his life,
那是天地无光的时间。
That was a time when there's no light in the world.
上面没有一束光线怜悯，下面没有一杯凉水递给主耶稣。
Above him there's no light shining. Below him there's not a cup of water.
所以耶稣的救恩是穿山越岭而来的。
The salvation of Jesus was indeed leaping upon mountains and skipping.
那我们读到这里啊，我们要学习主耶稣啊，把这样的救恩带给我们周遭的人。
So, when we read this, we should remember to have the same spirit and bring the gospel to the people around us.
不晓得你会不会觉得传福音有点辛苦？
I wonder if you think that it's difficult to preach the gospel.
要把福音带给朋友，好像朋友不太愿意接受。
It seems like our friends don't really care to listen or to accept the gospel.
但是虽然这个是穿山越岭啊，这是很难的工作，我们要啊穿山越岭啊去传这个福音呢、啊。
Even though this is a difficult task, we must leap over mountains and skip over hills to preach the gospel.
那个早期我们在山地传福音，那个真的是爬山越岭了哈，在台湾的山地哈。
In the early stage of the Taiwanese ministry, indeed they have to go up to the mountains, and it's just like this described here.
我如果没有记错，我听到故事就是我们有两位长老啊，因为有一个还在，不方便讲名字啊，他们呢两个就到山地去传福音了。
I remember hearing this testimony about two of our elders who went into the mountain region to preach.
那个真的以前交通不方便，都是用走路的。
Because there's no good transportation, they had to walk.
我们长老是读书人啊，哪里有走过那么多路？
Our elders were,
读册人啊。
They're scholars. They're not used to walking so far.
那这个，所以走到一半真的走不动了。
They're intellectuals, and so halfway, in their journey, they could no longer continue.
后来真的那个山地同胞啊，真的要背一下哦。
So the brothers from the mountain region had to carry them.
真的是不简单啊。
Indeed, this was not easy.
那其实现在我看每个国有些国家传福音哦，也比美国更难。
The ministry in some third world country today is more difficult than America.
我到阿根廷传福音哦，阿根廷工作，觉得哦，那里弟兄姐妹。住在那边不太容易哈。
When I visited Argentina, I realized that life for the brothers and sisters there are actually not very easy.
为什么这样讲呢
？Why do I say that？
因为他们在 NYTS 他们做见证哦，几乎每个人做见证都见证他们怎么样被抢啊。
Because during NYTS, just about every testimony has something to do with them being robbed.
因为现在阿根廷有大概200位的信徒。
Because we have about 200 members in Argentina today.
那大部分是这个福清的弟兄姐妹搬到那边去。
Most of them were immigrants from Fuqing, China.
那这个福清弟兄姐妹去阿根廷，他们都是开超市。
And most of them have the profession of managing supermarket.
那他说，哇，他们几乎真的很少没有一个店，好像没有一个店没有被抢过这样子。
And it seemed to me that not one of their stores were able to avoid a robbery.
不过他们也感谢主，他们很有智慧，他们都准备一些钱让人家抢就对了。
But thank God they have some wisdom. They actually prepare some money to be robbed.
他们有更多的钱，他们就放店的楼上哦。啊，他们都知道中国人的店的楼上都有枪，也有保险箱，所以呢，他们也不敢到楼上去抢啊。So they
would tuck away their most of their profits upstairs, and the robbers know that they have guns and safety boxes.
因为在那边这个枪支是可以跟这边一样可以自由买卖的。
In Argentina, the there's a free trade of arms.
后来听到那个从智利来的姐妹见证，也是见证她儿子怎么被抢了。Later,
I heard testimony from a member in Chile whose son was also robbed.
那就发觉到说这个地方好像要工作蛮难的。那在社会上工作难，我们传福音的工作当然也不简单。I
discovered that it must be difficult to make a living there as well as to preach the gospel there.
那里的传道跟我讲说，南非更难呐。
The pastor in Argentina told me it's even more difficult in South Africa.
后来我自己收到一封 email 是南非的传道送给美国总会的。
And not long after that, I received an email from the pastor in South Africa to USGA.
他讲一个有趣的事情呢，我很难想象。He
shared an interesting story with us, and I found that hard to believe.
他说那个信徒住100公里以外的，他都鼓励大家不要来聚会。He
said he encouraged the members who live 100 miles away from church not to come to church anymore.
那为什么他会这样说呢？
Why does he do that?
因为那里的抢劫太厉害，尤其我们的同龄在那边都是开超市的比较多。
Because there's so much robberies there, and most of our members engage in supermarket business.
我听到他写来的信，他说刚开始那个抢劫，那些抢匪会说，对不起啦，我们家比较穷啦，所以呢，你给我一些钱啦，就是用要求的，枪拿着用口气是用要求的这样子啦。He
said in the beginning, the robbers will point a gun at you and beg for money and say, please have mercy on me, my family is poor, give me some money.
现在不是哦。He
said now things have changed.
他说呢，他会把你们家的，他到你们家，然后把热水焯的滚，让它滚起来。那你不听他的，就把你拿去浸热水啊。
Now the robbers become more fierce. They will boil a pot of water in your home. If you don't give them water, they'll dunk you into the boiling water.
他说你一出超市，大概后面就有人跟着你了。And
the moment you leave your business, somebody will be following you.
所以那个传道特别谈到说，他们那一次有一个灵恩会，20几个参加，他们觉得好高兴。And
so one time when they had a spiritual convocation with more than 20 attendants, he was overjoyed.
很多人都不敢出门。我在想说，这样的地方怎么传福音呢？但是那个传道还是一样，他不是南非人，穿山越岭的到那边去帮助我们弟兄姐妹。But
even though this pastor is not native South African, he still go there leaping over mountains.
所以我们在这里，我们知道福音工作不容易，但是我们的主穿山越岭，我们虽然肉体上不是那么辛苦，精神上比较辛苦，我们也要穿山越岭的心。
Here in America, even though the situation is not so fierce, we need to learn from our Lord and to preach the gospel with the same spirit.
那第九节提到说，我们的良人呢，我们的主好像羚羊，像小鹿来到我们这里。
Verse 9 says that our Lord comes to us like a gazelle.
这个羚羊或小鹿都在形容主的救恩来到我们这里，那个速度是非常快的。
Like a gazelle or like a young stag, which means that the speed of the gospel came to us, of the salvation came to us very quickly.
但是他像小鹿跟羚羊站在来到我们这里，他怎么样呢？他站在我们的墙壁后面呢。
But when they come here, they stand behind our wall.
从窗户往里观看。
And he looks through the window.
从窗户往里窥探。
And he gazed through the lattice.
所以他虽然很急，希望我们跟他同去一起接受救恩。
Even though he was very anxious for us to follow him to the salvation,
但是呢，他却不强迫人信主。
But he does not force people to believe.
所以他一直的观看，就等到你自己情愿，一直在那边担心，一直在那边关怀，一直在那边想要吸引你。
He continued to look into, look through the windows and to show his concern, hope that you would catch up to him.
如果我们对一个人付出很多的心，我们都希望马上有回报。
If we spend a lot of time and energy on someone, we wish that they would repay our time.
我这么辛苦传福音给你，你怎么都没有反应呢？
I spend so much energy trying to preach you. Why do you not respond?
哦，我们会有时候会很强势啊，会很着急，甚至有时候会生气。
We may become very anxious and sometimes even angry at the person.
你看那个施洗啊，那个约翰跟着耶稣到处传福音。
John followed Jesus everywhere to preach.
好，他有一个村庄，人家不接待他们。
There's one village that they refuse to receive.
约翰说：“主啊，那个。”求你哦，从天上降下火来哦，把他们统统给烧了。
John was so upset that he asked the Lord to send down fire from heaven to burn them all.
耶稣说：“你不晓得你的心现在在想什么了。”
Jesus said, "You have no idea what you're talking about."
真的，有时候我们传福音，人家不信哦，会传到很挫折感很重啊，很想强迫他来信一信这样子啊。
Sometimes it's true that we can become so discouraged that we even wish we could force them to believe in Jesus.
我刚出来当传道的时候啊。
When I first became a minister,
啊，有时候到处访问啊。
I would go around, visiting the members.
那有些人真的就是不是很欢迎啊。
And there are some people who just doesn't extend their welcome to me.
啊，或者是门闭着啊，不让不啊啊，就是闭着门这样子。
Or they would shut their door and never open them for me.
我当初的心是这样想的。
So at that time, I had this thought.
神啊，你也让他生个病吧。
I said, God, maybe you should give them some illness or disease.
哎，生病了，他就想到你啊。
If they are sick, they, I'm sure they'll think about you.
现在想起来，神也，耶稣也在跟我讲说，你不晓得你的心在想什么。
And, in retrospect, Jesus probably was saying to me, you don't know what you're talking about.
真的，所以耶稣很快的来，却站在墙壁后面窥探。
Even though Jesus came very fast like a gazelle, but he stands behind the wall to look through the window.
这个人怎么帮助他呢？
He's thinking, how do I help him?
怎么吸引他呢？
How do I attract him?
这是耶稣主耶稣的心、啊、
This is the heart of our Lord Jesus.
那所以今天我们要想想看、啊、继续有耐性的等待关怀需要关怀的人。
Today we need to have the patience to love and care for those who need our love and care.
真的、我想我在这边、做过这样的见证、啊、因为我也是很感动、啊。
I might have told you this testimony before that really touched me.
我在台湾呢、啊、有一段时间去台湾总会参加这个。青年、大专班短期神信。
When I was in Taiwan, I attended the college theological training before.
那时候有一个讲员就是朱荣道长老啊。
At that time, there's a speaker, Elder Zhu.
他已经过世了。
He's already passed away.
那他就谈到他怎么信主的。
And he shared with us on how he came to believe.
这个朱长老原来是、长老教会的信徒啊。
Elder Zhu, used to belong to the Presbyterian Church.
这个很奇妙，我们这耶稣教会很多人呢，早期都是长老教会的信徒。
Very interesting. There are actually a lot of True Jesus Church members who used to be Presbyterian members.
所以这次我到这个巴西的一个叫做 Curitiba 去那边想要传福音呢。
Recently, I visited Brazil and went to a place called Curitiba.
那这个 Curitiba 这里的所有基督徒都是天主都是长老会背景的。
Almost all the Christians there are Presbyterians.
他们听到真耶稣教的传道来了，大家都提高警觉，因为他们长老会的历史当中，很多长老会的信徒后来都来真耶稣教会。
When they heard that a True Jesus Church pastor is here, they raised up their defense systems because many of them have come to our church before.
这个朱长老就是长老会很虔诚的信徒了。
This Elder Chu from our church used to be a devout Christian in their church.
所以他有个朋友、哦、就是拜访他，然后请他到真耶稣教会来。
So one of his friends visited him and invited him to True Jesus Church.
但是不为所动啊。
And he was not moved.
可是那个真耶稣教会的朋友哦，每一年一到他们的村庄有灵部大会，一定写一封邀请函，人不再来了啦，因为没有办法每年到，就是一定会写一封邀请函，请朱长老呢啊到我们的教会去慕道这样。
But this friend of his did not give up. Whenever there's a convocation in Mr. Chu's village, he would always write a personal invitation to invite him.
我没有记错，大概十几年这样过去了。
And if I remember correctly, that friend did so for over 10 years.
啊，最后朱长老真的那个心被打动了，哇，这个真耶稣教的朋友，怎么就像耶稣的精神呢？躲在墙壁后不强迫我，但是用爱心关怀这样子啊。
Finally, Mr. Chu was touched.Because these TJC members was like the Lord Jesus standing behind the wall, gazing through the window, waiting patiently.
啊，后来他被感动，来到真耶稣教会，就被神吸引住了。
Finally, he was touched. He came to the True Jesus Church, and he was attracted by the God, by God Himself.
啊，这个是耶稣基督的邀约啊，与我同去啊。
This is the Lord Jesus' invitation to come with Him.
啊，所以第十节说，我的良人对我说，我的佳偶。 我的美人起来与我同住。
Verse 10 says, My beloved spoke and said to me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away.
啊，来接受啊，我这个救恩的邀约。
Come and receive my invitation of salvation.
那我们呢，今天都已经接受耶稣基督了。
Every one of us have already accepted Jesus Christ.
那这是一个极大的恩惠啦。
This is a wonderful and amazing grace.
但是还有一个更大的恩惠啊。
But there's yet a greater blessing.
就是与主一同做工的恩惠啊。
And that is a blessing to work with the Lord.
我们常常觉得这个做工是一个重担，不是恩典呢。
Often we think to work is a burden, it's not a blessing.
但其实不是啊。
But that is not true.
你想想看，很多人多骄傲，因为他们可以在白宫工作。
There are so many people who are so proud that they work in the White House.
很多人很骄傲，他们可以在 Fortune 100 country 100 company 里面工作，就是最有钱的这个100名里面的这个公司里面工作。
People are proud to be working in the Fortune 100 company.
那我们主耶稣，他是有能力，就是让全天下的人都来信耶稣的。
But our Lord Jesus has the power to attract all mankind to him.
但是他允许我们有机会跟他一起做工啊。
And in such a wondrous work, he allows us to work with him.
因为我们跟他做工啊，那他就会报，他就会赏赐给我们呢、啊。
Because we work alongside with him, he will bless us in return.
啊，因为为主做工绝对不会突然的。
Because you will never, your work in the Lord will never end up in vain.
所以我们不要停留，只要停留在享受主耶稣救恩的这样一个这样一个层次啊 ，stage 啊。
So we should not only maintain in the stage of enjoying his blessings.
我们要跟主耶稣一起同享做工的恩惠。
Rather, we should enjoy the blessing of working with him.
我们看主耶稣他怎么说的。
Let's see what the Lord Jesus says.
我们来请一起读十一节哈。
Let's read Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 11.
到十四节哈。
Verses 11 to 14.
我们一起来读雅歌第二章十一节到十四节。
Song of Songs chapter 2 verses 11.
因为是下午，所以我们开口大声念哈。
Let's read it out loud together.
十一节预备起，因为冬天已往，雨水阻滞过去了。十二节，地上百合花开放。百鸟鸣叫的时候已经到了，斑鸠的声音在我们境内也听见了。十三节，无花果树的果子渐渐成熟，葡萄树开发放香，我的佳偶，我的美人起来与我同去。好，到这里就好了。这边提到这个冬天已经过去了。
Here it says the winter is past.
雨水的季节已经过了。
The season of rain is over.
地上百花已经开放。
And all sorts of flowers appear on the earth.
百鸟的叫声也听到了。
The singing of the birds can be heard.
那我们也听到斑鸠的声音了。
We also hear the voice of the turtle dove.
我们都知道主耶稣出来他奉献了，因为耶稣的家是木匠，所以他爸爸妈妈奉献的就是斑鸠。
We know that because Jesus' family was poor, as carpenters, they could only offer turtle dove.
所以这个斑鸠的声音听到，也就让我们告诉我们说，耶稣的声音、耶稣的救恩、耶稣的声音已经听到了。
So the voice of turtle dove also represent the voice of our Lord Jesus, and His voice is now heard.
旧约已经过去了。
In other words, Old Testament has passed.
新约已经到来了。
And the New Testament has come.
这个旧约就是那个路是很难走的，就好像冬天雨季啊。一下雨的那个路上是泥泞的路啊。
The laws in the Old Testament are very difficult, just like the roads in the winter time.
我们都知道这个以色列的天候天气跟加州有点像。
We know that the land of Israel actually has a similar weather as Southern California.
因为他们是地中海型气候，我们这边也是地中海型气候。
The climate there can be considered as Mediterranean, just like here.
我没有错嘛，我们这边是地中海型气候嘛，我如果没有记错，这边是地中海气候。那这个地中海型气候呢，就是比较干燥，那冬天呢雨比较多。
The Mediterranean climate means that it's usually dry, but during the winter time, it's rather wet.
所以你看我们这边的冬天雨比较多嘛，对不对？
So you can see there's more rain during the winter seasons here.
当然他们有春雨也有秋雨。
Of course, they also have the autumn rain and the spring rain.
那圣经用春雨跟秋雨把它形容这个圣灵的两个季降临的两个季节
The Bible describes described the descendants of the Holy Spirit with the spring rain and the autumn rain.
但我们要看前后，我们那冬天的雨，我们就不能说那是圣灵降下来，不是这样子啊。
Of course, then we can't say that the winter rain means the downpouring of the Holy Spirit.
因为雨水啊，耶稣在比喻当中也有提到啊，啊，它是一种考验啊。如果房子不建在磐石上面呢、啊，雨淋、风吹、水冲，它就会倒下去。
Because Jesus actually once described rain and flood as a trial and challenge of our faith.
所以这个冬天的雨水在前后文这样看起来就是代表那个旧约、哦啊、那个泥泞的时代已经过去了。
So if we read the entire context, we can say that winter and rain represent the Old Testament's way.
在旧约要信耶稣、啊、在旧约要信天上的神是不容易的。
To be a religious person in the Old Testament time was rather difficult.
尤其外邦人、哦、如果你有朋友嫁给犹太教你就知道、啊
especially for Gentiles, if you have any friends who marry a Orthodox Jew, you'll know what I mean.
他们要规划要先学怎么样煮 kosher food, 先怎么样煮他们的食物。
To convert to a true Orthodox Jew, you need to learn how to cook kosher food.
在旧约、啊、你要规划成犹太教要受割礼的。
In the Old Testament time, if you want to become a Jew, you need to be circumcised.
所以那一条救恩的路是不好走的。
So that way of salvation was rather difficult.
可是新约已经来到，我们现在新耶稣已经是只要因信，因着相信耶稣基督就可以称义了。
But now the New Testament has come. All we need to do is believe in Jesus.
那是一个恩典时代啊。
This is a time of blessing.
就好像百花开放、百鸟鸣叫的季节已经到了。所以耶稣说你要跟我一起去了与我同去了、这是救恩的季节我们要一起去传扬主耶稣的救恩、所以在旧约跟新约、哦、传福音的态度也不太一样、
so、the attitude and the mentality of preaching the gospel in the Old and New Testament are different.
在旧约、哦、你看、哦、耶柜都走在前面了
The Ark of the Covenant always walk in front of us.
他在我们前面先走三天的路程，你只要跟着耶柜就行了。
All you need to do is follow that Ark, who's about 3 days away. Follow him blindly.
那你看新约哦，他是谈到这个同去的，他是谈到这个、跟主同父一二的，不是说哦这个主囚在前面，你在后面，好像火车一样哦。现在是开公车了，大家并排了。与主同父一二的。
But in the New Testament time, we are required to walk alongside with the Lord to bear the same yoke alongside with Him.
耶柜不是在前面，耶柜是跟你在一起的。主耶稣是跟你在一起，一起来工作的。
The Ark of the Covenant is no longer in front of you, but rather is next to you. The Lord is next to you.
因为圣灵已经在我们心里面了。
Because the Holy Spirit is in our heart.
已经不只是在前面而已啊。
He's not only guiding us from afar.
所以是同去做工的。
So we need to work together.
所以你看，有就这个真的灵性好的工人哦。有时候他们即使采取一些主动的说法，圣灵都跟他配合哦。有一些主动的行为啊，圣灵也都跟他配合啊。
So if you look at some of the very spiritual workers, even if they take the initiative to do something, the Holy Spirit will work alongside with them.
圣经上有时候对一些圣灵的工作，他没有记载，但是对人的一个主动呢，他记载得很清楚啊。
In fact, sometimes the Bible does not record the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Instead, it records the initiative of the man.
我们来参考几个经文哈。
Let's refer to some.
我现在，对不起，请。
Verses.
我要强调就是现在的信心的工作就是跟主同去，就是一起的啦，哦，一起的。
The point I'm trying to emphasize is that
同去的。
Sometimes we go together with the Lord.
我们看这个启示录的十二章哈。
Let's turn to Revelation.
对不起，使徒行传十二章。
Book of Acts, chapter 12.
十二章的十节到十二节。
Acts chapter 12, verses 10.
十节对不起哈，我看一下。十二章，十三章。
Let's read chapter 13 instead. Acts chapter 13.
十三章。我们来读十节了哈，十节到十二节。
Let's read verses 10 to 12.
好，我们请吕弟兄帮我们念一下。好像不是，十三章，对不起，十三章。 也许从第八节开始念，念到十二节好了。
Let's read from verse 8 and on. Chapter 13, book of Acts, verse 8 and on.
13章第八节，之前话说的尼迪马括号，这里翻出来就是前话说的意思括号。一旦此刻，要叫方国复兴正道。第九节，扫罗又名保罗，被圣灵充满，定睛看他。第十节，说你这充满各样
到这里就好了，阿们。我们读这个经文哦，圣经上给我们一个地方是 silent， 就是保罗说就这些话是圣灵教他讲的呢，还是他自己讲的
？This actually gives us something to think about, whether Paul has spoken because the Spirit instructed him to speak, or he spoke out of his own.
圣经跟我们讲他是说圣灵充满的。
The Bible says he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，当然啊，我们做圣工的人常常有时候被圣灵充满了。
Of course, the holy workers today are also filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是这定睛看那个坏人呢、啊、
？But this Paul looked intently at him.
他就讲了下面这些话。
And he said the following words.
啊，他眼睛又瞎掉了。
And so this man became blind.
啊，他一讲这些话，圣灵就跟他同工了。
The moment he spoke these words, the Holy Spirit followed him.
所以这个工作是同做的，同去的。
So they work. He and the Holy Spirit work together.
啊，所以我们看到就是说，我们再参考一节了哈。
Let's look at another reference.
所以我们看到说，不晓得圣灵怎么感动他的，然后，但是我们知道说，我们看经文是他讲的，然后结果就成全了。
We don't know for sure exactly how the Spirit was working with him, but we can see that the moment he speaks, the Holy Spirit would accompany him.
我们看十四章哈。
Let's look at another example in chapter 14.
十四章，首先看十四章。
Acts chapter 14.
我们看第九节到第十节。节十节
，verse 9 and 10。
Paulo。是吗？是哈，对不起啊，请继续。这里没有谈到这个保罗，特别谈到保罗圣灵充满了。
This passage doesn't specifically say that Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是他谈到跟前面一样，保罗定睛看他。
But just like the previous example, it says Paul observed him intently.
然后就看他有信心了。
Seeing that this man has faith,
就大声说：“你起来。
”He said with a loud voice, "Stand up."
他两脚就站直了。
And this man stood up.
所以这个保罗 有信心，看他有信心，然后他就这样宣告，事就这样成了。
When Paul observed that this man has faith, he just proclaimed, and it was so.
所以我们看到他们是保罗是就是以圣灵同去的了哦。
So as you can see, Paul was working alongside with the Holy Spirit.
就说他们两个是并肩合作并肩合作在工作的。
Paul and the Spirit worked side by side.
这是我们在新约的一个工作的。一个现象。
This is a new way to work with the Spirit in the New Testament.
所以我们呢、啊，我们应该很感谢主了哈。
We should thank God.
因为主耶稣让我们跟他一起去啊。
Because God, Jesus allowed us to go alongside with him.
那主耶稣真的很期待我们跟他一起去工作了哈。
Indeed, Jesus desires that we work with him.
我们看他的心。
Let's take a look at his heart.
我们看雅歌的第二章。
Turn back to Song of Solomon, chapter 2.
雅歌的第二章哈。
Chapter 2.
我们一起来读第十四节。
Let's all read verse 14.
那十三节最后一句话讲到说：“我的美人起来，与我同去啊。”
The last phrase in verse 13 says, "My beloved, arise and come away."
啊，十四节。
Verse 14.
我们一起来读一遍。
Let's read together.
七，我的鸽子啊，你在磐石穴中，在陡岩的隐秘处。求你容我得见你的面貌，得听你的声音，因为你的声音柔和，你的面貌秀美。主耶稣实在是很希望看到我们很希望我们跟他一起做工啊。
Indeed, the Lord Jesus really hoped that we could work with him.
要离开我们那个磐石跟隐秘的地方。
To depart from our cliff and our secret hiding places.
我们今天比较没有出来做工啊，实在是我们躲在自己的安全窝里面啊。
Today, many of us do not come out to work because we're still hiding in our ivory palace.
因为我们在这边，在那个磐石的洞中啊，觉得很舒服啊。
We feel rather safe and comfortable in the cliff of the rock.
很有安全感呢、啊。
We feel secure.
但是耶稣基督真的很希望看到我们。
But our Lord Jesus Christ really hopes to see our face.
当我们享受到耶稣恩典的时候，我们都希望永远在那里，不要再出来，不要再出来。
It's natural for us to want to stay within the grace and mercy of and blessing of the Lord all the time.
你看那个彼得在变帽山上。
Remember when Peter was on the mountain of transfiguration?
他跟主耶稣这样讲啊。
He said to the Lord Jesus,
哇，主啊，在这里真好。
Lord, it is good to be here.
你看，我们看到你，看到摩西，看到以利亚，哇，这个实在太好了，可以听道理啊，可以知古知今呢、啊，知道古代，知道现在啊。
We could see you, Moses, Elijah. We could hear all the wonderful teachings from the past now.
啊，我们来盖三座棚啊。
Let's just build three tents here.
啊，我们永远住在这里好了啦。
Let's just live here forever.
啊，后来他们还是要下山哦。
But disregard of what he wanted, they still have to come down the mountain.
啊，有时候我们在 NYT 在训练当中呢，我们觉得哇，那里实在是很好。
Sometimes during a seminar like NYTS, we feel that it's wonderful.
我们好希望常常在这边就读经祷告啊，在过在教会生活啊，天天不用煮饭有饭吃就可以了。
We just wish we could stay there. All the time to read the Bible, to pray, and don't worry. We don't have to worry about food.
啊，但是还是要出来啊。
But at the end of the 2 weeks, we still have to go home.
啊，所以要下山，神要以利亚走出洞中。
God wants Elijah to come out of the cave. We have to go down the mountain.
这个门徒啊，把门关起来啊，耶稣让他们走出去，要到全世界去传福音。
The disciples closed their doors, but Jesus opened them and told them to send them out to the world.
因为服事是最大的恩典呐、
啊。Because to serve is the greatest blessing of all.
服事不是我们帮助神呐、
啊。When we serve, we're not helping God.
实在是神给我们享受很多的恩惠。
But in fact, it's an opportunity for God to bless us.
这是我们一个要很一个很重要的一个了解。
This is a very critical understanding we must have.
因为神实在是很希望听到我们的声音呐、
啊。Because God desires to hear our voice.
因为你我们的声音柔和。
Our voice is sweet.
我觉得世界上最柔和的声音应该记载在下面这个经文啊。
I feel that the sweetest voice in this world is recorded in the following verses.
啊，这是耶稣所讲的。
This is what the Lord Jesus said.
我们看马可福音一章四十一节。
Let's turn to Mark.
一章四十一节、四十二节。
Chapter 1, verses 41 and 42.
应该没有比这个更柔和的了。
I feel that there's no sweeter voice than this in the world.
当然这是我的感觉了哈。
This is my personal opinion.
一章，对不起哈，我说错了。四十一节，对。
Mark chapter one,
chapter one,
verse
一章四十节、四十一节、四十二节。
Verses 41 and 42.
从四十节开始。
Let's begin with verse 40.
来 ，Alex， 请你帮我们读好不好？请你帮我们读。四十节到四十一节，到四十二节哈。哦、当你听到耶稣讲这句话，我肯，你洁净了吧？你看，对这个大马蜂人，这是全天下最温柔的声音了。
To this leper, this must be the sweetest voice of all of the entire world. I am willing, be cleansed.
啊，如果假设啊，他已经大马蜂一辈子了。
Imagine he's been a leper all his life.
啊、然后呢，跟人群离开好久一段时间了。
He's been segregated for a long time.
然后呢，他知道耶稣有办法，他就跪下来呀、啊。
He knew that Jesus has a power to heal him. He kneeled down.
他就祈求他了。
And he begged him.
然后耶稣就动了慈心了。
And Jesus was moved with compassion.
那这个慈心哦，让耶稣的手可以去摸那个麻风的病症。
And because he had compassion, he actually reached out his hand to touch a leper.
那这个已经体会到耶稣摸他的那个慈爱了。
I'm sure this leper has already felt the love of Jesus because he was touched.
又听到他说，我肯。
And Jesus said to him, I am willing.
你洁净了吧。世界上有比这个更柔和的声音吗？
Is there any sweeter words than this in the world?
耶稣本身这样柔和，今天如果我们出去传福音啊，这个声音就像耶稣的，那是把好消息带给人，这个声音就是柔和的声音啊。
Today when we work with Jesus, we are echoing this sweet voice of Jesus.
啊，所以我们所看见、所听见的，不要不说了。
So whatever we have seen and experienced, we must not forbid our mouth from witnessing.
啊，把这个柔和的主的声音、那个态度带给人啊。
We should also reflect and echo the soft and gentle voice of Christ.
把那个曾经融化过我们像金刚钻的那一个心啊，曾经融化过我们的那个话语啊，融化我把我们像金刚钻那么硬的心给融化的话语呢，把这个柔和的话也带给我们的朋友。
Let's share with our friends the words that once has melted our heart of stone.
啊，我想那是非常柔和的。
I think that would be very beautiful.
所以我们的主耶稣说：“我的家，我的美人，你要起来呀。”
Jesus said, "My love, my fair one, rise."
让我听你的声音。
Let me hear your voice.
因为你的声音柔和。
Because your voice is sweet.
让我看你的面貌。
Let me see your face.
因为你的面貌秀美。
Because your face is lovely.
你知道吗？罪人的面貌是不好看的。
You know, a sinner and a criminal's face is very ugly.
但是我们今天都是信耶稣，都是新造的人。
Today we have become Christians. We're all new creations.
所以我们都是披戴耶稣基督的。
We have put on Jesus Christ.
所以我们在主耶稣的心目当中都是美人呢。
So in the heart of our Lord Jesus, we're all very lovely.
所以我们不要再藏在我们的斗岩的地方，或者是磐石的洞内。
Let's not continue to hide in the clefts of the rock or in our hiding places.
我们要起来。
Instead, let's rise.
我们要与主同去。
Let's come away with the Lord.
主耶稣啊，会加倍的祝福我们。
I'm sure the Lord will bless us abundantly.
把福音传出去。
So let's try our best to preach the gospel.
我们要常常为我们的朋友来祷告。
What that means is we need to often pray for our friends.
那常常有动作。
Show our love with real action.
把真理传出去。
To spread the truth.
我这次到阿根廷去了，看到他们有一些做法，我听到一些见证，觉得很感动。
I was touched by some of the evangelical efforts and the testimonies in Argentina.
这个阿根廷教会啊，因为很多弟兄姐妹都是开超市的。
Because many of the members are in the business of supermarket.
那因为他们也都是新移民的。
They're also considered new immigrants.
那你知道超市很忙啊。
You could imagine the supermarket business keeps them very busy.
所以很多人到移民到阿根廷啊，可以说是两三年啊都没有聚会。
So many members stopped going to church for 2 or 3 years.
但是知道他们长期这样没有聚会，又这么忙劳碌哈、长期没有聚会，又没有时间读经祷告，也缺乏神的恩惠啊。
But because they stop going to church and stop their own cultivation at home, they also find a shortage of God's blessing.
但是我发觉到阿根廷啊，有几个工人啊，他们真的是起来跟主耶稣一起去啊。
But fortunately, there are some workers in Argentina really have risen up and followed the Lord.
他们就因为反正这个超市也不用打电话预约嘛，反正去人就再来。
They realize that you don't need to make appointment to show up to a supermarket.
所以他们就很积极的做访问的工作。
So these workers, these church workers, actually actively visit the other members in their business.
真的，我们在那边呢、啊，小弟跟他们在一起三个礼拜哈、哦，这个 NYTS 的时间不算了，就是因为 NYTS 完了之后就是他们的灵恩会啊。因为之前呢、啊，那个一天可以访问，从早上10点出去，回到家晚上11点这样子。
So after NYTS.We had a week of convocation, and before convocation began, they could visit. Their visitation starts at 10 a.m. and ends at 11 p.m.
那一天大概访问十五家以上。
And they could visit about 15 families in a day.
那其实去那个超市你也不能讲太久就对了。
And as a matter of fact, when you go visit them in a supermarket, you can't talk to them too long.
但是有的人哦，他看到你跟你讲两句话，他就会哭啊。
But some people, when they speak to you for a couple of sentences, they will begin to shed tears.
他说：“哦，我以前在湖州哦。”我要做圣工，我从来没有缺席过聚会啊！来这边呢、哦，我啊都很亏欠啊，那都是我有罪了，我有罪了这样子。
They would admit that in their own country they would go to church often, but here in Argentina, they feel very unworthy of the Lord's blessing.
啊，我们去一个店里面，怎么看到那个姐妹啊，这个脸上都是淤青的哈、哦，就是这个眼睛啊、脸啊，整个都淤青啊。
One of the sisters we visited in her supermarket, we noticed that her face were filled with bruises.
那问她说怎么回事、啊、
？So we asked her what happened.
她说，因为他们这个超市有一个 section， 有一个部是租给那个卖肉的，按、啊、那个卖肉的就是租给阿根廷的土著哈、哦。就是他们来这边卖肉这样子、啊。
And she said, there's a section in her supermarket that's leased out to some aboriginals who are in butchery business.
那他说是那个那个男人啊，卖肉的男人打他的啦。
And she told us that the butcher actually had beat her up.
他们现在在走，在告来告去这样子。
And they are now in litigation.
那访问完之后，一个弟兄就这样讲一句感言呢、啊。
So at the end of the visitation, that visitation, one of the brother talked about his reflection.
他说，阿根廷的男人哦，一般都很罗曼蒂克的，要他们打女人还真不容易。
He said that most Argentinian men are very romantic. So I wonder why this guy would beat her up, would beat a woman.
所以我们就看到说。这个姐妹啊，几年来缺乏一个亲近神呢、啊，也缺乏神的恩惠、啊。
So we realized we discovered that this sister had a shortage of being with God and also a shortage of God's protection.
但是因为这样子弟兄姐妹的访问哦，这下礼拜就看她了，看她带她家人来聚会、啊。
But very thank God, we thank God a lot, very much because.After this visitation, she brought her whole family to church the next week.
你要叫他们把这个最忙的一个时间放掉啊，来聚会，对他们来讲是不容易的。
It's hard for them to give up their business on the busiest days of the week to come to church.
但是因为有一些同工们呢、啊，不放弃的啊，到处去关怀这些人。
But because some of the church members continue to reach out to them.
啊，所以我们要起来与神同去啊。
Do the same, to rise up and go with the Lord.
起来为他们祷告。
To rise up and pray for them.
祷告的功效很大。
The power of prayer could be very effective.
我这次去阿根廷遇到一位姐妹，她去年才受洗。
We met a sister in Argentina who was just baptized last year.
她说她以前是安息日会的信徒啊。
She used to belong to the Seventh Day Adventist.
她说以前呢、哦，曾经来到我们教会聚过会，跟传道辩论呢、啊。他一直觉得你们是异端邪教，我这辈子再也不会踏出你们的教会。他是这样讲的。
She said one time she visited our church, she had a debate with a preacher and concluded that our church is heresy, preaches heresy, we're a cult, she'll never come again.
后来神就在去年啊、前年呢、啊，啊，他患了一种很重的忧郁症。
But 2 years ago, she was inflicted with a very serious depression.
告各个教会啊，没有办法。
She went to all sorts of churches, and nobody could help her.
到最后回到真耶稣教会。
Finally, she came back to the True Jesus Church.
五分钟的祷告。
With 5 minutes of prayer.
她回去笑了出来。
She was able to laugh again.
这个对她来讲，她已经不晓得受了多久。她说她那段时间呢、啊，不但是工作没办法做，儿女没办法照顾，现在没办法照顾，几乎整个人都瘫痪了这样子。
She said for that period of time of depression, she not only could not work, she couldn't take care of her children, her husband. She was almost collapsed.
她到教会里面来，传道的带导跟一番那个圣经的话，她心就开了。
She said, but when she came to the True Jesus Church, the power of the prayer and the sharing of the scripture.Opened her heart.
啊，所以感谢神啊！我怎么觉得那边呢、啊，现在灵工活泼、啊。
So, I thank God that the work of the Spirit is very active there.
很多人他们都起来与神同去。
Many of them rise up, have risen up to go with the Lord.
愿我们也来啊，呼应耶稣主耶稣基督的邀约。
May we also respond to our Lord Jesus' invitation.
起来与他同去。
To rise and go with him.
173